This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 5.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Day 5 of your Ramadan Heart Detox Challenge. Everyone, we are 1/6 into Ramadan. 5 days gone, 25 days left to try and get as much blessing and reward as we can in this special month. So, your tasks for today. Your article of the day is on the productive Muslim sleep routine. Now, if you're anything like me, your sleep routine consists of promising yourself that you'll be in bed by 10:30 because you want to wake up early. And then when you finally get into bed at about 11:30, you decide to check what's going on Facebook, what's going on Instagram. And then just before you're about to sleep, you decide to have a long, deep conversation with a friend on WhatsApp. And then when it gets to about 1 o'clock in the morning, then realize maybe you should have slept about 2.5 hours ago. So this productive Muslim sleep routine. So this sleep routine fixes your time. Half an hour for your Lord, half an hour for yourself, and half an hour for your sleep. I want us to read this, and I want us to start incorporating a productive sleeping routine. If that involves switching off your phone, then switch off your phone. Whatever conversations or scrolling through is going to happen, they can definitely wait until the next day. Your second task of the day, after reading this article and listening to this podcast, is you're going to call up a family member or a friend to see how they are. You're specifically going to try and call someone, that person that you've been meaning to speak to for a while, but you've not been able to. And remember, as we've been saying throughout this Heart Detox Challenge, we are going to avoid lahw al-hadith. We are going to avoid unbeneficial conversation. So we want to make sure that you have a productive conversation. Ask them how Ramadan is going, if they need anything, and share reflections. Your last task is going to be on gathering your family or your friends and doing a short presentation on the lessons that you learned from Surah Luqman. So these lessons can be anything, whether it's on being thankful or how you should treat your parents or how you should conduct yourself in public. And I want you to share those with the people close to you. If you find it's quite difficult to rally your family or your friends together at one specific time, use a WhatsApp group chat. Use a group chat online and type up the lessons that you learn and share them with people. Make it a sadaqah jariyah. Whoever then shares those lessons with someone else, you will get the reward for that. So these are your tasks for the day. I hope you do them. Let me know what lessons you decided to share from Surah Luqman that you wanted to share with your family and friends. I hope you guys have a wonderful day and I will see you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum.
Hey everyone, this is Mifra here. Now, just before you hit the pause button, I want to let you know something. We are having a giveaway this Ramadan to win the Productive Muslim audiobook along with a free 1-year subscription to the Productive Muslim Academy. So this is the same academy that gives you access to the Ramadan course and all other great courses to help you be super productive. Now, the exciting thing about this giveaway is that the more you share it with your family and friends, the more entries you'll have to win this prize pack. So check it out by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. That is productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. Thank you for listening and have a great day.